Blog Talk Radio.
You can't see me.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And we just praise God for you. We love you. We just thank God for you. All those that have tuned into us, all those under the sound of our voice, we just thank God for you. And those who have taken the hint about calling somebody up and telling them that God loves them and they love them too. You know, we praise God for you. You don't know how many lives you've saved, how many people you've lifted up, how many people you've encouraged by just doing that little thing. I tell you, there's so many people that think they're by themselves. They think they're alone in this world, but praise God. Bless be God, the Lord. I tell you that they are not alone, and we need to let them know they're not alone. That mother who's on the sick bed by herself, that grandmother, hallelujah, that other one that lives alone. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, for those who called in now, who have been doing that, have been calling people maybe they haven't talked to in years, hallelujah, to call them and say, you know what, I haven't talked to you in your years, but I just want to let you know that God loves you and I love you too. Glory to God. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Again, you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice right now. Father God, we ask that you would meet them at the point of their need tonight and then give them super abundantly above in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. And we want to just share just one quick announcement. Sunday, this coming Sunday, hallelujah, is going to be a live service. Hallelujah. At the sanctuary located in the Parsonage at 3007 Iona Terrace. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, at 3 p.m. Look forward to you being here because the Holy Ghost meets us every Sunday. Every hallelujah, we want you to be in the receiving the blessings that so many others have received, the blessings for even attending the service. Hallelujah. We had a wonderful four Sunday services past week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We had, hallelujah, appreciation service. Glory to God for Pastor Peters and our birthday celebration for Bishop E.T. Byrd, a.k.a. Pastor Byrd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God just met us there, and it was just a blessing all the way. And we thank y'all for tuning in now. And before I go any further, because, see, you don't just come to church and come to service to be entertained. We're not here to entertain you. This is work time. Get your. I'm going to get Pastor Peaches. Are you there?
Yeah.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches there. I want you, if you would, Pastor Peaches, to give the housekeeping suggestions to the folks so that they can be ready to receive what God has for them on today. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Calling one and all into the room. Hallelujah. Put the whoever has the phone, put it on loudspeaker so that everybody can hear. Bring your Bibles and your composition notebooks, your pencils, your pens, whatever you're going to write with. Hallelujah. So you'll be able to write down the scriptures, because it's a load of them tonight. Write the scriptures down and anything that you want to remember, anything you think God's going to drop into your spirit while the scriptures are being shared. And also bring your your communion elements. Bring your wine, your soda, your milk, your water, your cracker, your bread, your toast, whatever you want to use for communion. Okay? Bring it all together now so that you'll be able to hear and partake and write down and jot, and you won't have to get up and leave the room. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. And thank you, Pastor Peaches. And at this time, you know, we usually dedicate one song or two songs to the vessels of honor and the mighty women of valor out there. And so tonight we're going to be doing that again. Hallelujah. And we're actually going to do two songs tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And first we're going to dedicate a song to the vessels of honor, those women of the word, those hallelujah, guardians of the altar, those hallelujah, you know who you are out there. And as we praise God with this selection, we will place in the atmosphere of blessings people's names. And as we're doing that, you can do the same with people that you know, with the women that you know, with the young girls that you know that need a breakthrough, need a blessing. And their backs up against the wall. They're beset with challenges, whatever. And then as we do the men of valor, the very same thing. Place names up into their atmosphere of blessing. And you know they need a blessing. Hallelujah. Let's be the contact, the conduit by which the blessings flow to them tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Y'all get ready now. Hallelujah. As Bishop T.D. Jake says, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This place, Pastor, really makes people stirred up in the atmosphere. Sister Anna James in the atmosphere. Mother DeLauren Harris. Hallelujah. Sister Angie Harris. And today is her birthday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He read her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Danya and glory to God. And Tiffany and Bianca. Hallelujah. And Angela Jennings Hill. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Elder Rosetta Perry. Hallelujah. And Elder Renola Carr. And Pastor Christina and Olivia James. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Kurt Armonte.
Yvonne.
Austin.
Hallelujah.
Darcy Andrews.
Minister T.C. Stevenson. Hallelujah.
Angela Smith. Angela Smith.
Hallelujah. Sister Jones. Sister Lil.
Teresa Beckles.
Please.
Bell.
Glory to God.
Sarah Bennett.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Karen Bostick.
Hallelujah.
Blackwell. Bianca Blackwell.
Teresa Wilson, hallelujah. Glory to God. Shayna Wilson, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Miss Boopy,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Crystal Brandt, Sarah Bright,
hallelujah.
Denise Brown, Margaret Brown,
hallelujah.
Karen Bucknor,
Hannah and
Aaliyah Birch,
and Little Kitty
Butler,
Tisha
Bird, Darcy Bird,
hallelujah. And Monisha, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Leah Carr, Renola Carr.
Hallelujah. Carol Johnson and Carol King.
Peter Church.
Carolyn Powell.
Peter Cole. Grace Comer.
God. And Greta.
Green Crenshaw.
Hallelujah. Miss B. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Danielle.
God. Maria. Hallelujah.
Thomas Curtis.
And another Tanya.
Priscilla Davis.
Tanya, hallelujah.
Alicia Dempsey.
And another Tiffany
Ray.
Hallelujah. Helena and Nelly, hallelujah.
Alicia Deset.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Wynda Mack. Luella Drumgold.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Dominic Innos.
Patricia. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yvonne.
Archbishop Marcia Aiken.
Brenda Fool for Terry Salt.
Hallelujah. Peter Kassamaya Alba.
Tracy Garland.
Glory to God.
Gloria Garrett. Govard. Leslie Govard.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Sherry Whitley. Stephanie Harden. Nadine Harden.
Roseborough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Levon. Harris. Angie Harris.
Hallelujah. Francine Shelton.
Harris.
Marie Thomas. Hallelujah. Deborah
Thomas. Angela Hill.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ruth. Brown. Deborah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jeline Johnson. Lorena Johnson. Johnson.
Another Marguerite.
Candia. Spencer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Dominic Jones.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Carol King.
Yes.
Kayla.
Hallelujah.
Latoya.
Yes, Lord.
Maxine Lee.
Hallelujah.
Donnie Blackheart.
Hallelujah.
Miss Dot. Pamela Massey. Alicia Mayhew. Teresa McLeod. Natasha McGill.
Hallelujah.
Valerie Montone, Linda Moore.
Hallelujah. Another Linda. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Sandra Owens.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Smith.
Hallelujah. Another Linda. Lady Linda. Hallelujah.
Greta.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Aline Russell.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Dorothy. Hallelujah. And another Dorothy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Thompson.
Hallelujah.
Ms.
Thank Esther. You, Lord. Oh, bless, Lord. Thank hallelujah. You, Lord.
Julie Warren.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Carla Willie.
Hallelujah.
Sheila Woodley.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Martha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for blessing right now. And this is dedicated to those mighty men of valor out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
And an angel of the Lord appeared unto me.
Hallelujah.
And said unto me, fear not.
Pastor Lewis, right.
The Lord is with thee, Emmanuel.
Sterling and Barry and David.
Jacob walked through the valley, understanding with death, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah alone for the weapons of our warfare on the corner.
You don't
know the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wild of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and the spirit of war, the devil.
Samuel Bank.
Spirit of the Lord.
Thomas
Bennett.
Shield above all, taking the shield of faith, in the fire,
resistance
of the wicked, the sword of the spirit, able to withstand in the evil day, having the
sword
to stand and pray.
Righteousness
of God, promise of vengeance, fury of fire from my adversaries, my enemies.
Jerry Cleveland.
Daniel. Another Daniel. Another Daniel.
Elijah Curtis.
Another red.
Another Lord from the watch tower, even in the wilderness, is God places, Lord, make it rain.
And down.
Hallelujah.
William Elliott.
Carter.
Reynolds.
David. Another David.
Another
Irving.
Earl.
Another official.
Still another Earl. And another Earl. And Kayvon. And another Kayvon. And another Kayvon. Maurice. And another Maurice.
Hall.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Bob. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ezra and Milo. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. farmer. My name
Malachi Ramey.
And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Has the Lord made you glad? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for another Wednesday. Hallelujah. The weather is changing. It's getting chilly outside. Hallelujah. Time for your children to put on a jacket or a coat. Well, not, I don't think a coat just yet. But usually during this time, you put on a sweater, a windbreaker or something, so you don't catch a chill and you'll be out from school. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so you can not, so you won't miss any time from school, and you won't miss those times when the teachers say, okay, we're going to have a pop quiz.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Every so often, we have to have a review.
Yes.
And how does a teacher know that you're listening and taking in what she's teaching you if she doesn't have a pop quiz sometimes? And sometimes the grades are not recorded. Sometimes it's just to see if you've been listening and you're taking in what she's teaching you. Okay? And then a lot of times the pop quiz, those the information that you get on pop quiz, sometimes it's on a final test.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So we're not going to be before you long because the pastor has a boatload of scriptures for y'all to write down, which he probably won't get through to all tonight. But we're not going to be before you long. Okay, so this is something where every teacher likes to pull up sometimes a pop quiz, and then we say, oh, my gosh, what in the world are they going to say? What in the world is the teacher going to pull us up on this time? Okay, but usually they're going to go over things that they've talked about in class, and they want to see if you were taking notes or if you – or is it just in class that you're paying attention and you aren't studying at home? Because whatever they give you in class, you're supposed to go home and review it that day. So if you review within 24 hours what you have in class, it's more of a chance of it sticking. Okay? I learned that in college. If you review what your teacher gave you in class, go over it a couple times. The more times you see it, and not just see it with your eyes, but say it, speak it out, and that's another way it will get down in your spirit. You'll remember even more. Okay. So what are some of the things we've talked about? We talked about being a friend. You must first prove to be friendly. Proverbs 18:24. Right. What did we say a friend was? A friend of yours, you would want a friend of yours to be a person of integrity, an honest person. That person of integrity, you want them to be the type of person to do the right thing even when nobody is watching. That's what integrity is, doing the right thing when nobody's watching, okay? The teacher may say, oh, you missed a test yesterday. I'm going to give you a chance to do it, huh? Here's your paper, okay? And she may say, well, I'm going to leave you right here in the room, and I have to go to the principal's office for a meeting, or I'm going to take lunch, but I'm going to trust you, okay? And then, look, you have all your papers and everything. You can pull out and have an open book test while she's gone. But are you going to do that? That's not integrity. That's not having integrity. Integrity is keeping your books closed. She didn't say it was an open book test. Then it's not an open book test. You aren't supposed to be peeping and looking in there, trying to find the answers or anything, okay? You can ask God, Lord, bring it back to my remembrance, and God will do it. When you have a test, first of all, your teacher is not going to give you a test of something that was not covered in class. So as long as you are paying attention and you absorb what she had, what y'all talked about in class, don't you know the Holy Spirit is able to bring it back to your remembrance? He's able to do it. Test the Lord. Try them out. Okay? We also spoke about things not to worry about. Some of the things that you young people today are worrying about homework, being late for school, not getting good grades, changing schools, and a lot of you have been concerned about getting COVID-19. Okay? God doesn't want you to worry. He doesn't want you to fear. He doesn't want you to walk in fear. Isaiah 54, 1 Timothy 1:7,
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and of a sound mind. And COVID, when it comes to the COVID-19, if they tell you to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you're able to wear a mask and a shield, wear a mask and a shield. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 7:15, it speaks that the Lord will not allow the diseases to come upon you that came upon the Egyptians. Let me see. Wait a minute. Deuteronomy 7, let's read it. The pastor always speaks about the addresses of scriptures. And so, yeah, you know, and it's good to have addresses of scriptures because then you can turn back to it later on, you know. And, okay, Deuteronomy 7:15, and it says, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will not put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Wow.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't be afraid. You know what's something else? I know a lot of y'all think when you've gone from elementary and a lot of times you have worn the label or when you've had a difficulty learning, a lot of times they will label you with a learning disabled or a learning disability. And you have an IEP, and your parents have to come up to the church, up to the school every so often because they have to have them have a meeting, and this and that. Okay, don't be afraid of being labeled, and don't be afraid of a learning disability, because Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, and tell the Lord, Lord, I don't want anybody I don't want another teacher to put a label on me. I don't want to have to leave out of my classes to go get some special help. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of times children will pick on you and say things that's out the way. If they know that you have a hard time learning this, if they know that you have and it's not a learning disability, it's a different ability.
Go.
Okay?
Yes.
It's a different ability. It doesn't mean that someone is stupid, crazy, or anything. You're exceptional. And you have a different ability. So don't ever let anyone belittle you or make you think you're strange or you're odd. Or why you don't learn or why you don't stay in the class? You only have to feed into whatever they're saying. Thank God for all of your abilities. It doesn't mean that you are beneath them or they are above you or anything like that. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to keep our business to ourselves. So what if they don't know why you're not in class with them? It's none of their business. It's none of their business. Hallelujah. You have a different ability. Hallelujah. It's nothing to be ashamed of or anything like that. And also in Daniel, there's a scripture in First Daniel 1. You know, and you know what? That one scripture I'm going to turn to and read. Hallelujah. And I share with y'all it's something I used to do before I did my homework. When I was growing up, I used to read the Bible first. I used to honor God. And don't you know, when you honor God, God will honor you. And God blessed me to be on the honor roll and blessed me to be above in grade-wise than the other children because I honored God. He will allow you to be on the honor roll. He will allow you to excel. He will allow you to be above the others. And it's not to lord it over them or anything like that. But the world may say, oh, you have a disability. You have this. You have this. But you know what? That's not what God is saying. God will put you above. He said we are above and not beneath and not beneath. We are above only and not beneath. Yeah. Hallelujah. God will allow you to excel.
Yeah.
Because you're one of his children. You are one of his children. So he will allow other people to look at you and wonder like, oh, well, How you do that? And Daniel 1:4 says, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. Hallelujah. God will put you above others, and they may say, well, how in the world? Yep, you're right. How in the world? When you honor God, God will honor you.
Yes.
And you will be above the others and everyone. And just tell them, oh, just keep on watching, because God is going to continue to exalt you. Hallelujah. You honor God, God will honor you. When you're in school, don't be afraid to say, oh, no, thank you. Somebody offer you something to smoke or to hook, to come go with us after school. If you know that if your friends are not doing right during school, you know they're not going to be doing right after school. You don't have to go with them to find out, oh, what they going to be up to. You know if they're cutting class in school, what's the thing they're going to do after school? You don't want to hang with them. Don't be afraid to go in the opposite direction of them. Don't be afraid of being called a wuss or whatever they call you, a punk or anything like that. You know what? You can be the punk that's going across the stage on graduation day. You be the punk, if that's what they call you, that's what they want to call you. You be the punk or the oddball when it's time to get a job. You just may end up being their boss. They just may end up coming to you for a job. Okay? It's happened. Don't even worry about what they say or anything. God bless you and stay encouraged. Continue to get up early and up in the morning to give some time to God. And God will bless the rest of your day. Give some time to him, and he will give some time to you. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Back to you, Bishop Byrd.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surge on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19:1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory and honor.
Yes.
And praise belong to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor, just what a wonderful children's corner. Children, hope you heard, you hearken.
Amen.
And you will believe and you will do.
Amen.
See, hearken means to hear and obey. And it's good to. Those little tips that Pastor Peachy shared are so real. And the reason why Pastor Peachy is on the honor roll, because she honored God. And God said, well, she is, you know, she's my honor roll student. So we thank God for her. I wish I had done the same when I was in high school. And hallelujah, glory. I was close. But close only counts. And what?
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, horseshoes and hand grenades. Well, Pastor Peaches, you know what?
I feel
like this, you know, I just want to do one more song. Can I do one more song?
Help yourself.
Hallelujah. Because every now and then, you know, I feel, you know, I like to kind of do a song of praise and glory. Let me see if this is the song. Let's see.
Speech on. Paused. 15.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and Glory Library.
All right. I'm trying to find it. Pastor Peaches, I'm going to try to key this up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Have some information while I try to key this song.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I would like to take a moment to thank the saints of God all over for a blessed this past Sunday, how they have blessed me, everybody that had anything to do with the service on this past Sunday. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Hallelujah. For your love gifts, for your appearance, for showing up, for your fellowship. Hallelujah. Any and everything that you have done, you have contributed to our service on this past Sunday.
Yes, yes.
God bless you. And may he return it back to you 1,000-fold return.
Amen. I like to echo what you said because they surprised me as well. I was trying to surprise Pastor Peaches with an appreciation service, and she was surprising me with an appreciation for my 76th birthday. And it was a little funny, but it was awesome. And we thank all of you for even blessing my wife and blessing me as well. I really appreciate that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I finally got it keyed up, and I guess we're ready now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know what's going on here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And my mama just said, Lucia, say.
Yeah, Lucia. I'm afraid to hit the wrong thing, because if I hit the wrong thing, I might, the song might disappear. Let's see. Hallelujah.
I can do it.
Okay. There it is. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Pastor Peaches, if you would take us to the throne of grace right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for another day for bringing us through this day, Lord God, up to this time and point. Father God, we ask you to bless everything, Lord God, that is to be said and done. This evening, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the hearers.
Yes.
But let us not just be hearers, but let us be doers of your word, too.
Yes.
Lord God, if there's any sick, Lord God, touch the sick. Hallelujah. Stir up the backslider, Lord God, and bring them back in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless the word of God that's going to go forth,
mm-hmm.
Lord God, and allow the anointing, Lord God, to be even stronger today. Yesterday it was even more than what it was on Sunday.
Yeah.
So Lord God, we ask you to bless the heart. Lord God, we claim there's going to be going good ground. The word is going to be sown on good ground.
Yeah.
Bringing forth some 30, some 60, some 100. Lord God, for return in the name of Jesus. Bless the word as it goes out, Lord God, and let the anointing of the Lord rest on the hearers in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Father. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's bless the Lord just for a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. More check it into the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Some of your glory to God need to already be praising God for your healing already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we got some time right now. And what time is it, Pastor Peter?
Hallelujah. Communion time.
Communion time. It's time. Hallelujah. For the meal that heals, for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Glory to God. Oh, God. Oh, you TD, I got to do it again. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. You're getting, you under my sound of my voice is getting ready to receive the blessing of the Lord. God's going to empower you to prosper. God's going to empower you to be healed right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 23-30, glory to God. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. All those under the sound of my voice right now, hallelujah, examine yourselves right now. And see, one of the things that we love, hallelujah, is the covenant names of Almighty God, hallelujah, Jesus' name. You know, and when we say his covenant names aloud, he becomes that to us. Now, Proverbs 18, verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. So, hallelujah, the number one covenant name of Almighty God, hallelujah, Jesus' name, is the Lord, hallelujah, Jehovah Shikinu, the Lord our righteousness. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we decree and declare that you are Jehovah Shikinu. You are, hallelujah, the Lord our righteousness. And we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Lord, your word again says, examine yourselves. And Father God, we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Now your word, say, Lord, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall make it good. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, and that's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, Lord. We thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for our healing on today. Hallelujah. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing us. Area of our life, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name as we speak right now. People are being healed and delivered. Yes, sir. That one and that one. Yes, you, mother, you, father, you, son, you, daughter. Hallelujah. You, sister, you, brother. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing right now. We send your word to heal right now. Shakara there. Psalms 107, verse 20. We send your word to heal. Glory to God right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 6 through 10. Hallelujah. Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse, hallelujah, glory to you, verse 13. We send your word to heal right now in Jesus' name. Your word says, hallelujah, in Matthew 15, 26, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3, 26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm leaving with you. I'm giving to you. And I meant it so much that I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Glory to God. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on tonight. We remember you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. We glorify his name. We thank the Lord for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Now our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families and our extended families. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, Hallelujah, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the whole chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, our extended family, those that don't even have sense enough to call on the name of the Lord for themselves. We are calling on the name of the Lord for them. We're standing in their place. We're standing in the gap for them. Hallelujah, right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, the full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're faithful. We're strong. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen again. Oh, I hear that amen, Sister Linda. Hallelujah. I hear that amen, Sister Julie. I hear that amen, Sister Kitty. Oh, I hear that amen, hallelujah, Sister George. Hallelujah. Oh, with the eyes of my faith. Oh, shall I say with the ears of our faith. I hear that amen from Coco and Faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear that. With the ears of my faith, I hear a big meow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even God's creation praises him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you another question. I know sometimes you feel like you're on what's that, the $24,000 or $100,000 question or whatever, because I keep asking you questions. You don't mind if I ask you another question, do you?
No, Pastor.
Can you tell me, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Oh, you're a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We blessed God for you. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I won't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your anointing, hallelujah, your blessings break forth on the right hand and on the left, to north, east, south, and west, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for giving the harvest to the seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. 36 and 100-fold for the good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 36 and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Satan and your satanic cohorts, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. In fact, we evict you in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you said to steal, kill, or destroy from God's people right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for for speaking to our hearts today. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every man, woman, boy, girl under the sound of my voice, meeting them at the point of their need, and then giving them super abundantly above in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name, for you get the praise. You get the honor. You get the glory. It's yours, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen again. Amen. Now, if I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for a little while?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. And for the hundreds that just said amen along with Pastor Peaches, thank you so much. Hallelujah. And for a short while, in fact, this is part one of a two-part series. We know it's going to be two parts because Pastor Peter said that we gave her a bunch of scriptures. I don't know how many scriptures I gave her, but Pastor Peter, can you do me a favor and read the scriptures right now?
Yeah. Psalms 5:1-3, Psalms 118:24, 1 Kings 19:10, Job 2:8, Isaiah 60:1-2, Philippians 2:5, Philippians 3:13-15, and Galatians 5:22-23.
Praise God. And what we're going to do, we're just going to go down, right down the row, the list. But here is the title of this message. Now, those who are good students of the word, I know you got your book, your composition notebook, or you got your pad or your binder or whatever you're taking notes of. The title of this message is Evict the Victim Mentality. Evict the Victim Mentality. I need you to tell somebody, tell neighbor, say, neighbor, oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Evict.
Evict.
The victim.
The victim.
Mentality.
Mentality.
Tell another neighbor, because I don't think that neighbor was listening. Say, oh, other neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Hallelujah. Oh, neighbor. Evict the victim mentality. Hallelujah. You can understand when I say victim. Because if you've lived 5 years or more, something bad has happened to you in your life. Something good's happened. It continues to happen every day. But see, life is full of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Life is full of what?
Good, bad, and the ugly.
Now, some folk get up in the morning and they load up a wheelchair, a wheelbarrow, could be a wheelchair too, or a wagon, or a dump truck, or a pickup truck, with all the memories and hurts of the bad and ugly things that's ever happened to them. And they drag around. No wonder some of you feel depressed. You got to wait. You think about it. Suppose you be carrying somebody, one of your best friends passed away. Instead of you burying them, you carrying them on your back day after day, 24/7. No wonder you feel depressed. You're carrying something that should have been buried long time ago, should have been given over to the Lord long time ago. And so that's the way you begin your day. And as I've said so many times, the seed you sow,
the crop you grew.
You up there sowing bad seed in the morning, and then your day is going to be a horse apple. You say, what's a horse apple? Okay. You seen a parade, the Macy's Day Parade or the Christmas Parade, Thanksgiving Parade, even here in Baltimore. And they wised up, but they used to have a man walking behind the horses and stuff with a shovel and a trash bag, picking up the horse apples that the horses left. Now you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, read that first scripture.
Psalms 5, 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I cry, for I will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up.
That's how you need to start your day.
Amen.
Not looking at the horse apples of the past. Not whether you were the cause of that or somebody else. You got to start your day looking well.
Looking up. Hallelujah.
You got to continue to keep your eyes on the Lord. What's that? Glory to God. Psalms 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the Lord, for which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Start your day looking up. Meditate. Look, meditate on things that are good, that are uplifting. Read the next scripture.
Psalm 118:24.
Come on now.
This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
You done just seen a new mercy. God didn't owe you another day. That's his mercy that allowed you to feel the touch of a loved one or to hear your alarm clock going off or to just feel the sun beat on your face and you woke up. You say, well, my wife woke me up, or my husband woke me up, or the alarm clock woke me up. God woke you up and started you on your way. Give him the first fruits of your day in a hallelujah fest, a love fest. Not boo-hoo, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had. Why are you starting your day off like that? You know the rest of your day is going to be, you're going to go downhill. Because you done already planted the seed of destruction and gloom and depression and all that bad stuff. This is a day that the Lord has rejoiced, means to have joy. That you woke up. Look, if you didn't wake up and you, well, on this side of the river, you woke up in hell, you would not have a good day. You better be thankful that you're on this side of the dirt and you got another day. We say, but my friends didn't do this for me. My family didn't. Who cares? Sometimes you got to encourage yourself.
Amen.
Sometimes you just got to pick up and say, Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Glory to God. Shakoto the Bushata. Pity party. You know what, y'all? Come on now. Several times in my life, I tried to have a pity party. I'm not telling the truth now. I even sent out invitations. I didn't really do that. But God knows. You know, I felt like sending out invitations to my pity party. but I knew nobody would show up to my pity party. Stop having a pity party. Evict your victim mentality. You're always talking about it's the rich man, it's the white man, it's the black man, it's the orange man. Oh, that's Donald Trump. Excuse me. It's the animal. It's the dog, the cat. It's that man. It's somebody else. Evict. You know, now I don't need to tell y'all. Some of y'all, I don't need to tell y'all what evict means. Because once or twice in your life, you had your furniture sitting on the outside of your house. It wasn't because the robber man was trying to load up his pickup truck to steal your stuff. It's because you got evicted. Kicked out. Time for you to kick out your victim mentality, your mindset. Hallelujah. Because what so man thinketh, so is he. Glory to God. Proverbs 23:7. Oh, I'm giving extra scriptures. Let me leave that alone. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Go to the next scripture. Jesus.
1 Kings 19:10. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thine prophets with the sword.
Mm.
And I, even I alone, am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
That's Elijah talking. Yeah? This is Elijah the Tishbite. This is the same guy that called down fire from heaven and dealt with the sacrifices. This is the same guy who killed all the prophets of Baal. This is the same guy who called down fire from heaven and killed two scores of 10 captains and 50s. The same guy. And why is he dealing like this? Because a woman, I didn't say all the women. That's why sometimes y'all see some men downtown directing traffic. They ain't got a uniform on. Yeah. Or dancing to music that nobody can hear. They ain't got no bug in their ear where they can hear. So like it's on a YouTube. What do you call it? A Bluetooth?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got nothing like that. See, it was not all women. It was a woman that did something to them. A woman named Jezebel put it out in a decree that she was going to kill Elijah. And you know what he did? He did what the devil's supposed to do. He fled. And flee means to run in terror. He ran in terror. What happened? He's up there having a pity party. He said, look at him. I'm the only one left that killed all the prophets. I'm the only one left. And the next verse or the next couple of words you hear, God said, shut up. I have 7,000 prophets that needs to bail. He had a victim mentality. And God had to show him that he wasn't a victim. He's the victor. And God did that. Anytime you can have your angels come and be at your beck and call, you're not a victim. You're a victor.
Amen.
You're not an also man. You're victorious. You're a winner.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read the next scripture.
Job 2:8.
Job 2:8. See, y'all remember Job and y'all think about how he said, you know, those skin worms eat up my flesh, yet in my flesh will I see the Lord. And all these good things that he said, but he said some other things in the beginning. He sat down in the ashes of all his failures and defeats and stuff. I mean, man had 10 children, all got killed. Somebody stole all his cattle. Okay, everything happened. The rock bottom fell out of his life. If anybody could have had a pity party, Job could. Read that verse.
Job 2:8. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes.
He was just messed up. But I'm going to tell you something. Look, stuff could happen to you. just because you name the name of the Lord, life doesn't stay. You know, all of a sudden you're in heaven. You're in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. But you're still in this earth suit. And while you're in this earth suit, life could happen to you. The
good, the bad, and the ugly.
So look here. You can't dwell on the bad and the ugly, because that will stop you from progressing. And so look here. He got jarred to his senses because his own wife supposed to be his helpmeet. So you might as well just curse God and die. That ain't the end. I suggest you don't do that. I suggest you get yourself up, shake yourself, and realize that God is. Hallelujah. And that's what he did. And, of course, you know, the rest, God gave him more than enough. Yeah, I know, gave him more than what he had. Gave him 10 more children. Now, this is just, can I do a sidebar?
Yes.
I don't know if this woman, his wife, it didn't say he got remarried. Because if he didn't, this woman, for her wrong advice, she bore 10 more children. She bore 20 children in her life. Gotcha. You gave your husband the wrong advice. You're going to have some more pain. 10 more coming out of you. Now, again, I ain't going to argue with no theologian about whether Job married again, had another wife, or whether this wife, Job's wife, actually had 10 more children. In other words, a total of 20 children she had in her life. I'm not going to go there. But the bottom line, God, is that which he had, the children were even smarter and better than the ones that died. I believe those children that came up, they knew God. They learned to love God. And there were three girls and seven boys. And some of y'all know some of the girls' names. One was named Keisha. One was named Jemima, and the other, I've forgotten the other one.
Karen,
yes. You'll say, that's in the Bible? Yeah, you read Job. Jemima, so y'all thought Jemima was a black woman. Well, maybe Job was black, but anyway, that's for another day. But Jemima, Karen, and what did I say? And Karen and Keisha. Hallelujah. And y'all thought, you know, Keisha was a black name. No, I know a Jewish girl named Keisha. Hallelujah. I know of her. I know her mother. I know her mother. Hallelujah. Or her mother-in-law. I don't know which one that is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. But let's go on. Hallelujah. What's the next scripture?
Isaiah 60:1-2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Get out of your pity. You're not a victim. You are a victor. Evict your victim mentality. Get rid of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Always playing a victim. Oh, you know the victim, the ones that got a victim mentality. They walk around, they complaining. They got the wheelbarrow with them. Oh, you know, somebody didn't tell me about this and that. Oh, I'm the last one to know about this. I'm the last one to know about all this kind of crazy stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a victim mentality. God didn't call you to have no victim mentality. God said, glory to God. In 2 Corinthians, glory to God, 2:14. Hallelujah. He said, I cause you to triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Always to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What are you going to shout? Why? Are you supposed to look up? He says, because look at, arise in the morning time. When your light is coming, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Read the next scripture. I might finish this tonight. Go ahead.
Philippians 3:13-15.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind
and for reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
You got to forget those things. You got a victim mentality. That's mean you still holding on to those things in the past. You got to let it go. Yes, I know there's a grieving process, and it's different with different people. But after 50 years, you should let it go, baby. After 30 years, you should let it go, baby. You just want to give it to the Lord. After 20 years, you got to let it go, honey. After 10 years, I know it was terrible. I'm not saying it wasn't terrible. I'm not saying it wasn't wrong what was done to you or what happened to you. I know there's some bullies in the bullpen. The pulpit, going to, it might be the bullpen too. But there's some bullies in the pulpit. I know there's some bullies in your family. Holly, some of y'all got some bullies for your parents. Y'all, some of you got some bullies. You got some brothers and sisters who are bullies. You got some neighbors who are bullies. You got some bosses who are bullies. Hallelujah. But you got to put it under the blood because God will take care of the light work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. God says, hallelujah, I am righteous to recompense tribulations to those who trouble you. In other words, God got your light work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Money of worship. Go ahead and read some more because I got to finish this. Hallelujah.
The fifth verse says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
In other words, look here. The wisdom is to put that under the blood. That stuff under the blood. You're not a victim anymore. You're victorious. You're not a loser. You're a winner in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The last scripture is Galatians 5:22-23.
Well, before then, there was Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I might not have put that in there. You got to have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is found in Galatians 5:22-23. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit. You talk about, I'm Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized. And you up there preaching gloom, despair, and agony on you. Talking about, I'm an evangelist. I'm a pastor. And you up there walking around with your head to the ground. Talking about, why is everybody always picking on me? He walked in the classroom, slow and slow, and who called the teacher? Daddy-O, Charlie Brown, I don't know, but you guys, okay, it was a song, forget that. The bottom line is that, look here, I don't care who was the bully in your life. I don't care who was the monster in your life. I don't care who was the rascal in your life. The Bible said in 1 Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105:15 says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Why? Because, hallelujah, 2 Thessalonians 1:6 tells you what he's going to do to them to mess with you. So move on, baby. The Bible says in Romans 12:17. In fact, read that. Romans 12:17.
Romans 12:17-19.
Read that. Because y'all got to understand this stuff. Y'all walk around with your head on, hanging down. Hallelujah. Just crying tears. Waking up in the morning crying. Hallelujah. Crying in the afternoon. Crying at night. Because somebody did something to you. Or somebody didn't do something that you think they ought to have done to you. You need to come on now. You need to wake up and smell the flowers. Smell the roses. Go ahead. Read that.
Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
don't worry about paying these folks back. The reason why you still got holding on to them, say, I got to get them back. I got to get them back. They got me. I'm going to get them. That's what you holding on to. You ain't fooling nobody. Well, they did this to me. No, you holding on because I'm going to have an opportunity to get them back. You need to repent of the Lord and tell the Lord, forgive me for holding on against this one and that one. Because forgiveness is not for the other person, you knucklehead. Hallelujah. And I'm talking to myself because sometimes I dealt with that too. Come on now. I haven't been following Christ all my life. I was a heathen for a good period of my life. You know, Jesse the Plan said he was a heathen. I was a heathen. Glory to God. I was a bad heathen, but I still was a heathen. But you know what? I turned myself over to God. I realized that I can be the head and not tail, above only and not beneath. I can be blessed and going. Hallelujah. I got to turn this stuff over to God. So I hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will bless my socks off. God wants to bless your socks off, but you can't keep walking around with a victim mentality and expect God to bless you. He can't bless you because of your mess. You got to get rid of your mess. Turn that mess into a message. Now, I once was this way, but God came in and made me a new creature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see my life. Hallelujah. It is not the light of an oncoming train. It's the light of the glory of the Lord. It's the light that's reflecting from me because Jesus said, hallelujah, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. And then when he said that, I'm going to give it to you. Greater things would you do than I do. And so in Matthew, he said, you are the light of the world. You're going through your stuff, and then you look up in that tunnel, and you see a light. Hallelujah. You holding on to God. That's the reflection of the light that's in you. God wants you to be a light to this world, baby girl. You can't be a light walking in darkness. You can't be a light singing gloom, despair, and agony on me. You can't be a light to this world, say nobody knows the trouble I say. You can't be a light. You walking around in darkness. You got a whole pocket full of candles and ain't none of them lit. Yo, I'm a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized. I glory to God, and all your candles are out. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temper. That's what should be seen. Those are candles. They're 9 candles you ought to light. And if you don't light those candles, ain't nobody going to see God through you. They're going to see hell through you. They're going to see death and desolation, depression through you. You heard? Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? I'm probably through right now. I might have to, I don't know. Was that the last scripture?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm through. I ain't doing this on Sunday. Y'all got to hear the word and then be doers of the word. Glory to God. James 1, verse 22 and 25. Be doers of the word. Stop messing around with me. Don't waste my time. I'm telling you what thus saith the Lord, and you don't pay attention. Oh, see, he preached real nice. No, live, eat this stuff. Hearken. That means to hear and obey the word, because God, the word that's coming out of my mouth can save your life. The word that's coming out of my mouth can change your life around.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what, hallelujah, you allowed us to share today. We thank you, Lord, for the families that were touched tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the lives that were changed tonight, not to be a victim mentality. We thank you, Lord, for, look, Lord, coming to them as they're getting ready to come out of their mouth with, you know, the white man, the green man, the policeman, the boss man, the rich man, the crusher, my mama, my dad, coming out with some kind of negative seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let them be reminded of what God, you have said through me.
Hallelujah.
That everything you think, everything you speak, everything you say, do.
Hallelujah.
Are seeds that are planted in the earth. And you will get a harvest of what you say. You better watch out what you say. You better watch out what you think. You better watch out what you do, because you're going to get a harvest on it. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. Don't you be fooled now. Don't you be tricked. Don't you ignore what I'm saying. God is not mocked. He won't be a laughing stock. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Told you, I don't warn you. You're going to get what you get because you do what you do. You think what you think. You say what you say. You better say the right things. You better think the right thing. You better do the right stuff. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Y'all don't shout me down when I'm preaching good right now. I know we're going off the air, but I can't help myself. I've got to get to somebody because somebody's been messing around having a pity party, growing up singing a song like I used to sing many years ago. I used to have pity parties almost every day. I used to sing a song like, and that Funicello used to sing on the Mickey Mouse Club. Now, some of you never heard of that. That shows you a young whippersnapper, still wet behind the ears. But anyway, she sang a song, Lonely Guitar, Is There Anybody Who Loves Us? Lonely Guitar, Is There Anybody Who Cares? And for the longest time in my life, I thought nobody loved me. I thought nobody cared. And as I sang that song to myself, tears would flow down my face. Until one day Jesus called to God, stepped into my life, he said, glory to God, Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for the light is come. Who's the light? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the light of all birds' life. I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Pastor Peaches, I need to give this to you because I got to let go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, go ahead. Say something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're up there. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good.
Hallelujah.
The word is good. We trust it.
Hallelujah.
The people have heard the word and received it. Hallelujah. If you want to send a communication, please send it to RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you'd like to call us, feel free, 410-444-5152. See you on Sunday.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory. Play glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I couldn't find that in your Apple Music library. You can ask for a radio station or ask me to use a specific.
Play Martha Menendez. Hallelujah.